You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Protests have come to the suburbs. At noon today, hundreds gathered in the parking lot of the Kingsdale Shopping Center in front of the blue tile building that once held the Lazarus department store. The mostly white crowd looked on as Sumeh Mohammed told the story of how her family migrated from Somalia.
I came to Upper Arlington purposely, seek for peace and justice and to be a normal human, not black, American.
But that didn't happen, at least not immediately. Mohammed says police followed her husband around the city for a month before accepting the fact he lived in the neighborhood. That prompted her to get involved in community organizations.
What I know about you, Upper Arlington people, that you will never be silent for that. You have the power in this country. You are elite people that can make change. You can be a part of the change. Please don't be silent.
Other speakers, like Anissa Awad, took a less conciliatory tone.
The fact of the matter is, there is a 99% white population in Upper Arlington. And we don't want you moving, we don't want you gentrifying other places, but we want you here, active, checking your white neighbors that are bigots.
Laura Harold Johnson agrees. She helps run a group for families of color in Upper Arlington and says white suburbanites have an important role to play in this movement. She planned the protest in conjunction with organizers downtown, and she wants it to be educational. She says there's a lot of misunderstanding about the nature of the downtown demonstrations.
And so we thought that bringing it to the suburbs would really help to bring some more understanding and to show that it is in fact peaceful protesting and that we can gather in solidarity and show our support and that this is an issue that suburbs need to stand up for and come to the table for.
Harold Johnson wants her neighbors to realize words aren't enough.
I mean, yes, it is very wealthy and also views itself as very progressive and liberal. And so we need to bring that connection to people that you can be progressive and liberal and you have to show up for these causes. And that when you're not speaking out, you're part of the problem.
Mohammed believes the suburbs are a critical place for the movement to take hold. And she has faith they'll step up to the plate.
This amount of white people coming out, okay, it's not a few people in Upper Arlington. So yes, I feel that the change will happen, but it's important for all the people, white people specifically, to stand by each other and to stand by the black people, and they know that there is a problem so they can make a change. This is where the window of opportunity could be open.
Mohammed's neighbors, pushing strollers and carrying signs that read, "White silence is violence," marched out of the parking lot onto Upper Arlington streets, hoping to prove her right.
No peace, no racism.
No peace,
no justice.
No peace.
This is 89.7 NPR News.